How are we doing today? Where are we headed?
West.
Back home or visiting? Where are you from?
We're from Indiana.
Oh, sorry?
Indiana.
You're from Indiana?
Yeah.
Really? We're headed out that way in the fall.
You are?
What area, generally? Central?
Bern.
Bern?
Bern, Indiana.
Bern, Indiana. Are you guys Amish?
Yes.
My wife and I are born-again Christians. We repented and came out of the world. We came out of the, you guys would call it the English. We came out of the evangelical world. And we began to study the scriptures. Do you guys believe that the Word of God, Genesis to Revelation, is the Word of God?
Yeah.
We began to study the scriptures. And when we first started studying the scriptures, we looked to the Anabaptists. You guys would call yourself Anabaptists? Amish or Anabaptists, right?
We're Amish.
And we looked to the Anabaptists because we saw things in them consistent with some of the things of the Word of God. But you know what happened when we studied the Word deeply? You know what we found? Is that God, Jesus Christ, who is God, you believe Jesus was God, right?
Yeah.
That he frowns against man-made traditions. Did you guys know that? That's what he got angry with the Pharisees about, their man-made traditions. And what we found in love is that the Anabaptists keep as many man-made traditions as the evangelicals do. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, Christmas, Easter, you guys keep Christmas or Easter? Yeah, those are man-made traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Ordained by, do you know who started those holidays?
No.
The Roman Catholics. Did you know the Roman Catholics were killing the Anabaptists 500 years ago? Yeah. So what we had to do was we had to learn what the Word of God says and the gospel to eternal life. This is important. You're all listening. The gospel to eternal life. You have to place your faith in the shed blood of Jesus and his resurrection, right? Then the Bible says you have to be willing to repent. Repent of your sin. Repent of worldliness. Repent of false traditions of man. In Mark 7, Jesus told the Pharisees they keep things like washing of pots and cups. And that could be like dress styles, haircuts, doing what the elders tell you to do outside of the Word of God. None of this is in the Word of God. The Amish traditions aren't in the Word of God. Jesus said, you worship me in vain because of your false traditions. So you have to place your faith in Christ. Repent. We had to repent. We were drunks, worldly people. We had to repent and come out of all that. We weren't born in the Anabaptist world. But we understand about biblical dress, head covering for women. They don't teach you how to dress biblical either, but that's another whole subject. Faith, repentance. Then the Bible says you must be born again. Are any of you guys born again? Do you understand what that means? It's a spiritual new birth. It's not just being in a religious system. It's not just going to church. It's not just sitting under elders that are teaching you man-made traditions. It's a new spiritual birth inside you that God does. I can't do it for you. You can't do it for him. God does it when we have faith and we have repentance. Does that make sense? That's not baptism either, by the way. Water baptism is a sign that you've been born of God from the inside, not the outside. Faith, repentance, you must be born again. You guys all need to test yourself. I love you. That's why I came over here. If you die and you're just an Amish man, you're going to be judged by God and go to hell. You have to be born of God by his Spirit, which means you're going to come out of the world, which you have come out of the world mostly. I see some of you guys smoking. You smoke? Is that allowed in the Amish world?
Yeah.
They allow you to smoke. Did you know that our body is the temple of God? Did you know that? Smoking destroys your temple. It also costs money. That would be sin. So that's the type of sin and worldliness. That's worldliness. I understand the Amish too. Like, some of them follow sports and stuff. Is that true?
Yeah.
The sports, is that of God or of the enemy, Satan? God didn't ordain sports. They're violent, they're immodest, they're profane. So I'm glad you're up being honest. I'm showing you these are the things you have to repent of. Faith, repentance, you'll be born again. The fruit, you're born again. The fruit that we got born again, not that we joined the Amish, not that we joined some church. Holiness and obedience to the scriptures. Does that make sense? To God's word that is eternal. And then you have to endure in the faith to the end. I think we agree with that. You don't get salvation today, you have to endure. But you guys in love are enduring in the wrong thing. You're enduring in a bunch of man-made traditions. You're worldly and you're carnal by smoking and sports. You need to repent and come out of that. I have a gospel tract that lays it out to the Anabaptists. Could I give it to you? And on your trip, would you read it? And do me a favor. My phone number's on there. Call me. Have your elder call me. Bring the word of God. If I'm wrong, what are the two great commands? Anybody know the two great commands? They taught you the word of God? Jesus said the two great commands. Love God. Love your neighbor. We're neighbors. If you love me and we're wrong and we're on our path to hell, your bishops and you should call us if you love us. Jesus said in John 13, this will be the sign that you're my people. Love for each other. I came to show you love because I care about you. OK, okay? I don't want your money. I don't want you to come follow me. I want you to wake up to truth, repent of this man-made system that keeps you in the sin and bondage of unbiblical actions and smoking and worldliness, false man-made traditions, whether it's haircuts, suspenders, clothes that show off our form. You know, we're supposed to hide our forms. Your women are supposed to hide their forms. Why do the men get to show off their forms? Have you ever wondered that? God dressed us in tunics. I have articles on all this. If you go online, I don't know if you do go online. Do you ever go online on the internet? Okay. But you can call me. If I'm wrong, you got to call me and correct me. That makes sense. Does anybody have any questions? Don't.
Where are you from?
Where we're from. We're originally from central Wisconsin. We have a small homestead in central Missouri. We're never there. That van over there that says come to Jesus is our house. We travel full time and I'm a street preacher. I do what the old Anabaptists used to do. Go out into the world, call people to repentance and say, follow Jesus, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand, then come follow Jesus, not man-made religion. This is man-made religion. I love you enough to tell you the truth. You got my phone number if I can help you in any way. Don't die in your sin. God be praised.